Let's get to business. And Kim Savage is with us. Good morning.
To drag our eyes away from the cricket for a couple of minutes.
Sorry, I probably will still be looking up at the TV. Now, Fletcher Building, it's being told to take it easy on its return to vertical construction.
Yes, beware your previous mistakes is the advice to Fletcher Building from an analyst as it prepares to start bidding again for commercial construction projects. Of course, in the middle of a construction boom, Fletcher lost close to $1 billion in its building and interiors unit due to delays and cost blowouts on two major projects. The managing director of Salt Funds Management, Matthew Goodson, says Fletcher should now know what risks to avoid.
Where you get yourselves in trouble in these businesses is where the market unexpectedly booms and resources tighten right up, and your initial bids turn out to be too low. That's where you can get yourself in trouble over the cycle. Or secondly, you can have specific project issues, and they clearly had those.
And we'll hear more from Matthew Goodson in about half an hour.
Now, questions too being raised about the value of the Reserve Bank cutting interest rates.
Yeah, so the central bank yesterday held its cash rate steady at 1.5%, which came as no surprise to anyone, really. Did give a clear signal, though, that a further rate cut or cuts will be needed. Produced a long list of reasons for such a move: slowing growth, weak wages, inflation, poor spending and investment, and of course that gloomy global outlook too. A senior economist at consultancy Infometrics, Brad Olson, says there are already doubts about how much stimulus lower interest rates are giving the economy. And he asks, in those circumstances, is it worth the RBNZ cutting towards 1%?
Even though we're cutting, are we going to get the results that we expect to get from those cuts? If not, there's no actual reason or purpose to these cuts continuing to occur.
And more from Brad Olson in about half an hour.
Now the markets.
Wall Street in positive territory, but fluctuating a little bit this morning. The Dow Jones average up just marginally, 37.01%. Our local top 50 index snapped its three-day record-setting run, closing down 10 points at 10,408. The New Zealand dollar a bit firmer after that OCR review yesterday, 66.8 US cents and 95.6 Australian. And I'll be back with more business news from 10 to 7.